Hi everyone at Lit. Thanks for coming back and listening to another one of my stories. Thank you to everyone once again who sent in such amazing feedback. It really is you guys that keep me doing this. So as long as you guys keep writing to me, I will definitely keep doing this. I have got a massive stack of requests, so don't worry, there will be lots of stories of all different types to come in future. This story, after I did the story about the train and the spy, I got a lot of great feedback from the thing I wrote about that. But after I did that, I got a lot of requests asking for another story, which is a bit darker, a bit more forceful, a bit less, I don't know what the word is, romantic, sweet, you know, butterflies and roses kind of thing. So, for those of you who aren't into that, I hope you don't mind, and I've got plenty of other stories that are more romantic, and I will be doing more, so don't worry, but this story is going to be definitely more along those lines. Maybe not exactly the same, I don't know. I don't actually write anything down when I record these stories, so it's very much an evolutionary process, and I get to see what happens. As you do, really. It's an adventure for both of us. So, anyway, I hope you like it, and yeah, okay. As a businessman, an executive, in fact, in a large company, I've come to realize that over the years I've worked here, there are definitely certain advantages to being the boss. For one, there's this fantastic office. I can walk over to the window and look out at the incredible view of this city. My office is on the top story of this very large corporate building which this company owns. So it really is a spectacular view. However, it's only half the view I'm interested in, because as the boss, I enter the building at the ground floor and catch the elevator, or depending if I'm feeling energetic, take the stairs up to my office. And on the way past, all the other officers and various secretaries and receptionists, I get a whole other kind of view. I think being the boss means I get automatic grace smiles, flirts, good mornings, the occasional glimpse of cleavage or exposed thigh. But that's okay, I don't really mind, because, like I said, it is a pretty amazing view, both inside and outside this building. I'm not directly related to the human resources people who hire all our secretaries, but I must say they do a bang-up job. I'll have to remind myself to give them an extra Christmas bonus. Anyway, this morning, as I walked through my outer office, I noticed you sitting behind your desk. This being the first time I've seen you, I, again, don't have any personal say in generally who my secretaries are, and my last one I had to let go a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't had one since then, and it's been kind of hectic. So when I received the memo from the Human Resources Department that I would have a new secretary this morning, I was very keen to see who she was. Well, now I've seen, and now I find myself pacing about my office with my mind on anything but work. In this office, I exhibit a great deal of power over both the people in this company and indeed many other companies. I'm used to getting what I want. I'm used to getting it when I want it. And I'm having a real struggle with the fact that I can't walk out into that office and demand you to come and fuck my brains out, much as I would like to. But then I think, Can I? No, no, surely not. Legal ramifications and all kinds of lawsuits, and there's the company's image to uphold, the board of directors to keep happy, and there's all this kind of thing, so I have to keep my head about me. I return to my desk and try to prepare for a meeting I have later on that afternoon. But once again, I can see you sitting there with that ridiculously low-cut top on behind your desk. You were sitting down when I walked through the office, and I didn't see what you're wearing below, but I'd bet my year's salary that it would be something ridiculously short. Maybe I should find out. If I could just know, that would put my mind at ease. But then again, maybe seeing you again would be worse for me. No, I've got to find out. So, I'll call you in for a short orientation, you know, getting to know the job, getting to know the boss, that kind of thing. I press the buzzer on my intercom, and you answer, and I pause for just a second because your voice is just... Well, I wasn't expecting. I know you said good morning to me, but I guess I was just in such a rush I didn't really pay attention to your voice. And to hear you say my name and call me Mr. Again, I'm used to this. Well, I thought I was. I've had this for years now, but still. This is something different. I really, really need to have you. Could you come in here a moment, I ask. And a few seconds later, my office door opens and you walk in. Oh, God, I was right. That skirt is short. Oh, God. I'm not entirely sure that even qualifies as a skirt. I swear, if you bent over... Oh, God, I could see your ass, but... I don't know how I'm going to manage that. Good morning. I start, and yeah, launch into what is no doubt a very dry and boring spiel about what your role at this company will be and what I have expected from secretaries in the past. But I also mention that I like girls and employees with initiative, and I didn't get to the position I am in by following all the rules and always playing nice, so remember, if you want to get ahead in this company, sometimes you've got to take chances. I look a little flustered, I guess, and you ask if I would like a drink. I reply I'd love one, and you walk to the water cooler in the corner of my office, taking a cup, and as you fill it, you bend down much, much further than you need to fill the cup, and... Oh, I was right. Oh, fuck. I can see your ass. Oh, my God. Those panties are so small. Why do you even bother putting them on? That's beyond me. But, be that as it may, I can't take my eyes off. And all too soon you straighten up and look back at me, and I have to avert my gaze. You walk across the room, your hips swing, your skirt swishing, your breasts jiggling as you go, and once you reach me, you stand, no doubt, far closer than you need to, and hand me the cup of water. I take a long drink, trying to collect my thoughts again, and look back at you and say, thank you, miss. You ask me if that will be all, and I say, no, I need to send a memo. Could you please dictate this for me? You say, certainly, and I start to pace around the room, desperately trying to think of something to get you to dictate. I really didn't have anything in mind, but I just didn't want you to leave just yet. You sit down opposite my desk, and with a clipboard and piece of paper and pen in your hand, you look at me expectantly. I walk around the room and then decide just to make up some bullshit little memo about telling the car maintenance guys to check out a strange noise my Ferrari's been making. As you take this down, I walk behind you and bend down to look over your shoulder and make sure you've got the details correct. And as I do, I get a whiff of your perfume and smell of shampoo in your hair. Oh, I need you. I move a little closer. And inhale deeply. I know you can tell what I'm doing, but I don't care. I'm the boss here. What are you going to do? I walk around in front of you and take the clipboard from your hands. I toss it across the room and it lands on my desk. And I reach down, take your hands, and pull you to your feet. I pull you close to me. I'm sure you think I'm about to kiss you, but I stop just short of your lips and look into your eyes and say, I need to fuck you. I need to fuck you now. You little tease with your tight underwear and that short skirt. Oh God, I need to fuck you. I pull you across the room. I haven't even kissed you yet. Oh, where are my manners? And then I press you up against my desk and pull up your skirt. Oh, fuck. God, you've got a nice ass. I slap it once or twice, making you squeal. Oh, leaving a written handprint. Oh, God, I love how your ass jiggles when I do that. I slap it once more, just for good measure. Then I put a leg in between yours and kick your feet apart. Run a hand down and press it to your crotch. Oh, fuck, you're wet. Oh, God, you're wet. I can tell you're into this, too. Ah. I press you to my desk and take your arms and pin them behind your back. Pressing my crotch against your ass. Do you want to be fucked? I'm going to fuck you so hard. I slip my fingers into the waistband of your panties and yank them down. I can see a wet spot in the crotch where your cunt has made them all wet. Oh, yeah. Oh. I run my hand down and slip a finger into your pussy. Oh. I take it out. And I pull you up and spin you around so you're facing me and slip my finger into your mouth. That's it. Taste yourself. Taste how wet you are. Do you like the taste of your pussy on my finger? Yeah. That's it. Take off your skirt. Come on, further than that. Oh, I rip your skirt down. It doesn't take much. You're standing there with just that tiny top on. Oh, I don't know why, but there's something sexy about a woman who's naked from the waist down. That's it. Yeah. I need you to suck my cock. That's it. Get on your knees. Push you down to your knees. Yeah. Undo my pants. Oh, fuck, I'm hard. Oh, you can take me a long way into your mouth. Mm. Oh. Yeah. And I get a bright idea. Mm. Oh, come with me. I pull you to your feet and then drag you across the room and press you back to your knees. This time, you're underneath the water cooler, facing it, kneeling below it. I rip off the tap and the water starts to pour out, splashing down your t-shirt. Making it soaking wet. I can see how hard your nipple are. Your breasts in that wet t-shirt. Oh. Yeah. I pull you back to your feet. Then pull you to me. You're still facing away from me. I start to squeeze and grope your tits. Oh, yeah. Wow, the nipples are so hard. I could cut the glass in my office windows with them. I spin you around and look into your eyes. Oh, and then pull your lips to me and kiss you, tasting my cock on your lips. Oh, do you like the taste of cock? Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh. I pull you back across the room where I sit down in my office chair. I want you to sit on my lap. Sit on my lap now. I command. You move towards my lap slowly. Come on, faster. I grab your waist and pull you down onto my lap. Oh. But now I notice that your t-shirt's all wet. I can see through it, both from the back and the front. And because you're facing away from me, I notice you've got these amazing tattoos all over your back. Oh, fuck yeah. You're a dirty girl, aren't you? Oh, do you know what I do to dirty girls in my office? Oh, I fuck their pretty little brains out. Yeah. You're sitting on my cock now, but it's not inside you. It's pressed up between your pussy lips, and you're grinding your hips against me. Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah. Oh, you're really turning me on. I reach around and stroke my cock as it's pressed against your pussy. Oh, your smooth, sexy pussy. Oh, you must have waxed because it's so smooth and so wet. Then I pull you back and whisper in your ear. Put my cock inside you. Put my cock in that tight little slutty pussy of yours. Yeah, put it in now. You raise your ass up. Oh, give me a fantastic shot of your asshole. Then your hand grabs my cock and places the head between your lips. And you sink back down. Oh, let me... Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm all the way inside you. Oh, fuck. You're bouncing up and down on my lap. Oh, that's it. Keep going. Bounce on my lap. Oh, your tiny little ass feels incredible bouncing on my lap. Yeah. Reach around and start to play with your clit. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I'm so hard inside you. Oh. God, you're tight. Oh, yeah. God, you are so tight. I work my hands under your top, massaging your breasts. I'm going to come soon. I don't want to come just yet. I know you're close too. You're moaning and writhing around push you up until you're standing. Take off that top. Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh, God, now you're just completely naked. Toss my coat on the floor. Rip open my shirt. The buttons. Bouncing off your back. Oh, I need to be naked too now. Oh, get on the desk. Oh, I'm gonna fuck you on my desk. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, you get into a doggy style position. So I grab your hips and lift you up, pulling you back so your legs... Oh, now off the desk, and you're standing there, bent over my desk. Yeah, that's it. I press you down onto my desk. I grab my tie that was discarded across my... the arm of my chair. And I tie it around your wrists. I tie them behind your back. Oh, your tits are pressed flat into my desk. One hand grabs your hands that are tied behind your back. The other grabs a handful of your hair. And I move up behind you. My cock is so hard. I just press the head to your pussy and slam it home. Oh, fuck, you're tight. Oh, God. Oh, wow. Oh, you're so wet. Slide in so easy. Oh, yeah. Thrusting myself in and out. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm so close. Are you gonna come? I let go of your hands for a second. I open one of the drawers of my desk and reach in, fumbling around until I find what I'm looking for. I bring out this small pink vibrator. I keep it in there for occasions like this. As it starts to vibrate, as I turn it on, I reach under you and press it against your clit. Oh, making you moan. Buck your hips back into me. Fuck yeah. I'm thrusting into you. Harder and harder. Fuck, harder. You're starting to come all around me. Oh, God. You're coming all over my cock. Your juices are running down my thighs. Oh, I'm not quite there yet. I let go of your hair and spank your ass. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Almost there. Oh, you're still going. You're writhing on me. Oh, God, you're coming again. Oh, shit. I'm gonna come. Oh shit, I'm coming. Oh god. I'm coming in your pussy. Oh, you're squirting. Sensitive. But I press you to my desk and hold it there. Yeah. That's it. I'm gonna come one more time. You're thrashing around underneath me. my cock's still hard, you're still gripping it, and your pussy's spasming on it, keeping me hard. That's it. Come once more. I let the vibrator fall to the floor. Slide my cock out of you. Makes a slipping, sliding sound as it comes out. Clean my cock up. That's it. Turn you around and push you to your knees. Slam my cock into your mouth. Oh, yeah. I suck your pussy juices and cum and your cum off it. Oh, yeah. That's it. Once you've got me clean, I lift you up and sit your ass down on my desk and push you backwards. And I move in between your legs and lick your juices off your pussy. I've got to clean you up. I don't want you going back to work smelling like cum. Then again, you probably will, because it's going to be dripping out of you for the rest of the day, making a wet spot on those tight little panties. I might have to get you back in here and clean you up a bit later. Fuck those sexy little brains of yours out again. Oh, God, yeah. Wow. You're going to make a great secretary. I stand back up and pull you to your feet, giving you a long, lingering kiss. I say, all right, let's get back to work. And you turn around to go and find the rest of your clothes scattered across my office, and I spank that cute little butt of yours just once more. You turn around and giggle as I see a drop of cum start to roll down your leg. I slowly get dressed and sit down back at my desk. Now maybe I can finally get some work done. Well, everyone, that was my second foray into the not-so-romantic, more dominant side. I hope at least some of you liked that, and I hope you got some pleasure out of it. Oh, God. I just remembered, I needed to say something at the start of this, and I didn't. The girl this story is for, Amber. Firstly, Amber, I hope you really enjoyed that. Secondly, happy birthday. This was supposed to be for your birthday. I know it's late, so I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so psyched, aren't I? It's also kind of hard for me to get time on my own to record stories because my housemates are around a lot, but they're at uni at the moment, I think, or at work or someplace like that, so I'm always afraid they'll come home halfway through recording a story, but it hasn't happened so far, so that's good. Anyway, Amber, yeah, big happy birthday. I hope you had a great time. I hope you enjoyed this story. And sorry I was so remiss and didn't say that at the start. Anyway, everyone else, I really hope you enjoyed that as well. And if you'd like to see more of this kind of thing, let me know, and I will definitely see what I can do. So thank you all very much. Bye for now.